Well, hello there. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. Joe's Journey, week number 13. Last week, stepped on that scale. I was like, damn, look at you, sexy pants. Except I was naked. I did it at home. And I weighed in last week at 374.4 pounds, which if you do math and you've been tracking this since June 20th, means that, hey, I am down 30 pounds.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah! Well, I don't want you to boo me, but you don't need to clap this week. I'm actually up 4 pounds. I'm at 378.4. I went ham. I ate a bunch
literally?
Of pizza. Well, no, I went pizza. It was actually pepperoni and pizza. I hung out with my little bro, Michael, for Big Brothers Big Sisters. They had a game night on Monday, and I don't know why. For whatever reason, I've been steady, but I just collapsed, and I was like, I'm going to eat a bunch of pizza. Then I ate some Cheetos, and I had some of those Capri Suns. Oh, my God, taking me back to the old school days. So I've been good since then, but it's just the weird thing about, like, this weight loss thing is when I cheat, because we've had 3 weeks where that's happened, I balloon up like as if I ate a whole like buffet of food. So
jeez.
I am up 4 pounds this week. You guys can give it to me. I'm allowing you to if you'd like to.
Shame. Shame.
Shame. No, don't shame me. Dang. God.
I actually was just about to say, well, you fell a little off the wagon. It happens. Hop right back on. It seems like you're doing it. For some reason, I'm like way more like.
Why are you so nice today?
This week and you gained weight.
I know. That's weird. Like,
lose weight. I'm still annoyed that you won't get a personal trainer and a nutritionist and have somebody that'll just whip
your
butt.
I'll tell you this. There's still people. Thank you for reaching out on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Still trying to get back to everybody.
Oh, I think, yeah. See, okay. There it is right there. Liar, liar, pants on fire. I'm still trying to get back to everybody, aka he's not getting back to you on purpose because he doesn't want somebody that's actually going to kick his butt into shape here. You're using that as an excuse. You're keeping them in your DMs. You're not answering them when they're right there saying they're going to help you because you know that they would never let you get away with eating your little pepperoni pizzas.
Hey, make sure you're recording this right now. Alex, you might be right.
What?
Well, going to therapy and subconsciously, she's like, well, you talk about how much you want to lose weight and you get so hyped about it, but then you do things to
okay, now I'm upset because you know what? For 2 freaking years, I've been saying the same crap and now it takes your therapist to tell you and now you listen.
And also, I will say, the past couple months when you've been doing this, me and Alex have been trying to keep you accountable
and you get all
offended.
We've
had all the callers call in saying me and Alex are rude and unsupportive and your therapist is saying the same thing.
Yeah, I'd like to get her on the phone.
You know what? I would love to have Julie come on. I don't know if she will or not. You know what? The one thing that's a slightly difference between Alex, Live the Web Girl, and my therapist, Julie?
We all say the same crap to you?
My therapist doesn't yell at me and scare me.
Oh, yeah. Because you're paying her $200 an hour. If you want to pay me $200 an hour, I'd love to not yell. I'll be quiet as a mouse. I'll tell you anything you want to hear, Joe. I'll say, you're so skinny. You look so good. I'll tell you anything.
You can follow Joe's journey and encourage me. We can encourage you. All my stuff on social media is Joe Pesh Radio. And we have the blog, Joe's Journey, at RadioNowIndy.com. Wow, Alex, let me get back to you. I might take you up on that actual opportunity, okay?
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
All right.